The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and welcome to the first of two high school basketball playoff games on a snowy Friday night in central Wisconsin. Game one is here from the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse as the Evergreens, seeded fourth in the Division I bracket, take on the number five seed Eau Claire North. Both of these teams are below 500, and both of the teams come into postseason cold. The Evergreens are on a three-game losing streak, having dropped games to Walsall West, Stevens Point, and Rhinelander. Eau Claire North has dropped eight of their last 10. But the Evergreens do not have a lot of height this season, and Eau Claire North is a taller team. That's a challenge the Evergreens have had to deal with a great deal over the course of this season. Let's take a look at the playoff brackets, and we will preview tonight's game when we come back. D.C. Everest and Eau Claire North. Our game tips in about 5 minutes, and we'll be back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor D.C. Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing that there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Now I'd like to
Jason
spend some time here for a
Smith
public service announcement.
We love the short-term deal. We talked about it with Kershaw, with Tanaka, Albert Pujols.
I'll give guys whatever they want for 3 years, because if you stink, if you're a guy that just wants to get paid, I got to be able to get out of this deal. If you have a disappointing first year, you come back for the second year, and hopefully things get better. If they don't, then I know you're gone after three.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
He's 9 to 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens and the Eau Claire North Huskies about to get underway. D.C. Everest 8-14 on the season. They finished fourth in the Valley Conference, tied with Walsall East. 4 wins and 8 losses in league play. Eau Claire North is a 6-15 team. They come from the Big Rivers Conference, where they finished with a 4-8 record. Evergreens will be in their home white, trimmed in evergreen green. The Eau Claire North Huskies of the powder blue think of the North Carolina Tar Heels with white numbers and red trim. The D.C. Everest Performing Arts Department has a big show coming up starting next weekend. It's We the People, the musical. It is a fundraiser for the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. That's the program that sends veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials and monuments in their honor. And the cast of We the People, some 50 kids strong, about to perform our national anthem, will go down to center court to hear their performance of the Star-Spangled Banner here on Fox Sports Radio. Nice job, kids of all ages. Our national anthem, the cast of We the People. Their performances start next weekend, March 8th and 9th, and then again March 13th, 15th, and 16th. I also have a phone number, which will be available on our podcast as well if you're interested in tickets. It's for a great cause, again, to support the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. Number for tickets is 715-359-6561, 715-359-6561. I know a lot of people who come out and support our student-athletes would also like to support our student-thespians, and you have that opportunity next week. The winner of this game will be back in action tomorrow night. They will most likely be playing in Marshfield against the Marshfield Tigers. They'll get the winner of the Marshfield-Superior game. Should the Evergreens and Superior win, that game would be here, and it would be tomorrow afternoon at an unusual start time at 4 o'clock. That's to accommodate Superior's long travel. They start in the afternoon. This will likely be the final home game for the three Evergreen seniors on this year's basketball team. Nick Sarakowski, who gets the start, Jacob Stroik, and Kyle Kurtenbach. Quick roster change for the Evergreens, too. Max Lodic is in street clothes today, and we are not sure why, but he is not suiting up today. He is on the bench with the team. Andrew Miller, who had that bad ankle, will be playing today. Not sure if he'll get a lot of playing time. And junior varsity player Nick Custodi, sophomore forward, 6'2", comes up to the varsity for today's playoff game. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to jump center for the Evergreens. He's going to be jumping against Josh Wex. And Wex will have a 2-inch height advantage at 6'6", against 6'4". And again, even though they have only six wins, this Eau Claire North team creates a matchup problem for D.C. Everest because they have a height advantage. Teams gather at the center circle. Let's light this candle. Ball's in the air and controlled by the Huskies for the first possession of tonight's game. Everest comes out man-to-man defense. Over to the corner, Deslin Hazleton. Hazleton goes down low, in traffic, spinning, using his height advantage. Is left at the miss. We've got a loose ball foul rebound. Going to be against the Evergreens here, and this will be a non-shooting foul. Eau Claire North will put the ball in from underneath their own basket. Interesting that the Huskies immediately wanted to use their height advantage down low. Their first offensive set goes down low. Foul was on Kyle Kurtenbach. Long inbounds pass to Danny Krohn. Krohn almost lost control of that ball. Now gets it into the hands of his point guard. Evergreens go man-to-man. Carter Holden now works down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence missed from close range. He's got the height advantage, and he misfired from down low on the blocks. Chris Cornish gets the rebound for the Evergreens. They come into the front court. Riley Peterson. Peterson swings over to Sarakowski, and there's Sarakowski with a bad pass saved by Stephen Weir. Threw it over the head of Riley Peterson, and Stephen Weir rushed over to save the possession for the Evergreens. Weir's got the ball now, sets up Peterson. You know, at the Evergreens, some of these passes look lazy and sloppy. There's one that's turned over. That was a pass that just hung up in the air forever. Pass goes down low, got a whistle, and traveling. Ball is turned back over. Josh Wex got the ball on the low blocks, was going to go up for an easy layup and shuffled his feet. So neither of these teams off to a particularly good start. And the Evergreens will see if they can do something off the turnover. Riley Peterson over to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski and Peterson both playing catch far away. Now Kurtenbach down low on the blocks, draws the double team, goes out to Weir. Weir, they almost dared him to shoot. Eau Claire North is coming out in what looks like a 2-3 zone. Yeah, they're looking to trap in the corners off this, and Riley Peterson's playing catch. The Evergreens, I think, take a little while to get acclimated. Here comes a pass down low from Sierakowski to Kurtenbach, kicks it back out. Sierakowski's open for the three and said drive, scooping shot, too strong, miss. Offensive rebound, nope, knocked away. Kurtenbach couldn't secure it. And Eau Claire North comes away with it. Carter Holden played a minute 45. No score in this game between these two sub-500 teams. Aston Hazleton has the ball for Eau Claire North and gave it over to Danny Crone. Hazleton's got it again, and now the big man up high, Josh Wex. Wex makes the pass, sets a high screen, and then cuts down low. As Eau Claire North works on the perimeter, now swings. Thinking about that open three was Wex. Again, Wex is a big kid. He's 6'5". You'd think you'd want him underneath. And now he passes down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence didn't get it cleanly. Now back to Wex for a three. No good. Rounds out. Rims out. Riley Peterson gets the rebound. 2 minutes in. Still no score. Evergreens have it. Sierakowski over to Peterson. Again, the Evergreens look like they're a little confused about where the shots are going to come from against this zone defense. They work around to Peterson, thought about the three. Got to look for the seams here in this zone. Kurtenbach down low, goes back out to Weir. Well, you know what? If both teams are going to be tentative against the defenses that they are seeing, this is going to be a very low-scoring night. Here's a bounce pass from Sierakowski down low to Kurtenbach with a reverse. Kurtenbach scores the first point of the game. He got the ball right underneath the basket, and with that big, long reach, was able to scoop around and put it in to give the Evergreens a 2-0 lead. And that comes almost 3 minutes into the game. We get our first points of the night. See if Eau Claire North can get something going on there, and Josh Wex goes down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence was hit hard from behind, no call. He misses, and Chris Cornish gets the rebound for the Evergreens. You know, for all this height, you would think that Eau Claire North would get a couple of second chances. Zero offensive rebounds. Evergreens have made all their trips one and done. Now to Riley Peterson. Peterson drives the lane and scores. Nick Sierakowski created the offensive opportunity there for Riley Peterson. Evergreens are up 4-0. Eau Claire North now officially off to a cold start 3.5 minutes in, and the Huskies have nothing to show for their efforts. Carter Holden looking to pass down low to Ben Lawrence. Knocked out of bounds. Good defense on the overplay from Riley Peterson. Was last touched by Peterson, and the Evergreens will still be on defense here. Eau Claire North is going to inbound underneath. Kyle Kurtenbach will get a breather. Jake Giebert will come in. And the Evergreens will put Van Grinsven in for Nick Sierakowski. Eau Claire North inbounds underneath their own basket to Ethan Danielson. Danielson is guarded up high by Chris Cornish and now works around the perimeter. Danny Crone. Crone goes back to Daslin Hazleton and now back to Ethan Danielson. They're working around the perimeter still. Not a lot of penetration for a team with height. Here's a clear out and driving in and missing again from close range is Josh Wex. Wex just missed the layup. Second time he's missed. Van Grinsven gets the rebound for the Evergreens. 4 minutes gone, first period. Evergreens 4-0 with the ball. Van Grinsven now over to Peterson. Goes back up high now to Cornish. Evergreens trying to run a rotation play, and they clear out for Van Grinsven in traffic. Shot no good. Hit the underside of the backboard and comes clear to Eau Claire. Ball went into the hands of Carter Holden. Thinking about the three was Danielson. Again, he's a big player. You think you'd want him underneath. Gives it up to Hazleton. And now up high to Josh Wex. Wex is the best scorer on this team, but so far he's missed a couple. There's a straight-on long three that went off the side of the backboard from Ethan Danielson. Ball's loose on the floor. And we're going to call a foul. Bodies piled up on the floor here. Or we're going to call it as a tie-up. Nope, ball's going to go over to the Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski checks back in, and Brady Eakert comes in as well. 3:22 to play, Evergreens leading 4-0. And they're going to say that that was a tied-up ball on alternating possession. It goes to the Evergreens. Grant Van Grinsven to the front court. Over to Brady Eakert. Goes around now back to Van Grinsven. See if Van Grinsven can drive here. He can find a seam and split some defenders here. Sierakowski lost his footing. They're going to say that he was fouled. Sierakowski lost his footing because he was bumped as he started that move to the basket. This will be a non-shooting foul. Foul is going to go against Carter Holden. team fouls are now even at 1-1. Kyle Kurtenbach will come back in, and Chris Cornish will come out. 3:06 play first period. Eau Claire North still looking for their first points. The Evergreens, you would hope, could have built a bigger lead while their opponent was so cold. It's only a 4-0 game. Ball comes inbound to Jake Giebert, now to Nick Sarakowski. Now to Brady Euchert. Euchert thought about shooting and goes over to Grant Van Grinsven, top of the key. Van Grinsven looks to drive, picked up his dribble, makes the extra pass to Euchert down low, who scores. Grant Van Grinsven with a nice extra pass. 6-0 Evergreens, 2:45 to play first period. Pushing off there, no call. Driving is Danny Krohn. Krohn shot is too strong. Offensive rebound from Wex, put up too strong as well. Loose ball, jumping forward and clearing the boards with Van Grinsven. Trying to play a little up-tempo. He's quickly into the front court. Now goes over to Brady Euchert. Three ball in the air, just rimmed out. Offensive rebound from Jake Giebert, who puts it up and in. Evergreens are up 8-0. Does Eau Claire North want a timeout here after this slow start? Nope, they're going to play on. Danny Krohn right into the front court for the Huskies. Huskies now feed down low over the top to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence shot no good, but he's fouled. He's going to get himself to the free throw line. Actually, they set up Lawrence down low, but the foul is going to be on Jock Wex. Wex was fouled. He was shooting, and Jake Giebert was going to be called for the foul. So here come two free throws to try and get Eau Claire North on the boards, and the first is good for Josh Wex. Tonight's Evergreens playoff basketball game is brought to you by Tulusi and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. They represent Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. So Eau Claire North went the first 5 minutes and 47 seconds of the game without scoring. And the second free throw from Wex is no good. Evergreens get the rebound. Chris Cornish cleared the boards. It's 8-1 Evergreens. Nick Sarakowski now to Weir. Foul line extended. Passed up an open shot. Goes to Van Grinsven and now to Giebert in the corner. And now Eau Claire North has switched back to man-to-man. Nick Sarakowski, long cross-court pass. You know what? He threw it. He was trying to set up a high screen for Weir, and Weir didn't move to the spot. Threw it out of bounds instead. That's a turnover for the Evergreens. Didn't look too good doing it either. 1:50 to play first quarter. 8-1 Evergreens. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens will settle into half-court man-to-man defense as Eau Claire North walks it up. Adam LaRock in. Goes over to Josh Wex. Again, it almost looks like they're looking for Wex to create something, like he's the scorer and that there may not be much else on this team that's going to make up the difference in points. Swinging cross-court to Lawrence, makes the extra pass. Adam LaRock looks to drive in. He is fouled up high before his shot. It's a non-shooting foul. I think they're going to get Stephen Weir here. With 1:28 to play in the quarter. It is, again, on Stephen Weir. Team fouls 3 against the Evergreens, 1 against the Huskies. Everest Basketball brought to you by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Eau Claire North inbounds from underneath their own basket, goes out to Danny Krohn. Krohn now goes over to Wex, who thought about the three, feeds down low to Ben Lawrence, spins, and he's blocked. Lawrence has height, and it's blocked. He scores on the rebound, and he's fouled. It'll be a three-point play opportunity for Ben Lawrence following his own miss. Lawrence was 0-for-3 from the floor till he got that rebound, so make him 1-for-4, and he's fouled there by Chris Cornish. So he'll get a chance to go to the free throw line, and he can get his team within 4 points with a make here. Lawrence is 6'6", big, broad-shouldered kid. He's a senior, and his free throw is no good. Back rimmed it. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert clears the board. Well, you know, the Evergreens have been stuck on 8 for a while. It's 8-3, 1:10 to play first period. Here's Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski looks to drive, now decided on a pass, and it's stolen, and a travel on the takeaway. It goes right back to the Evergreens. Adam LaRock picked up that bad Nick Sarakowski pass. Sarakowski's turned the ball over twice on his last two touches, but it went right back over as Adam LaRock kind of made this hop step that the referee saw right away. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Ministry, St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Evergreens inbound in front of the scorer's table. Stroik's got it. Now over to Riley Peterson. Back to Stroik, who is open up top. Stroik had this one game against Merrill where he hit back-to-back threes and had this big smile on his face. I don't think he's hit a three in game action since then. Brady Eckert looks to drive, travels, turns over to the Evergreen, turns over to Eau Claire North. And, you know, one of the complaints about this Evergreens team is sometimes the turnovers come in bunches. This is one of those stretches. The Evergreens have turned the ball over on their last three possessions. 40 seconds left in the quarter, and Eau Claire North trailing by five. You know what? In all honesty, they should be down by more. It's a team that came out very cold. Bounce pass down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence spins, and he's fouled. His shot is no good. Ben Lawrence doesn't look like such a good free throw shooter. Going to get himself a pair on the free throw line. Jacob Stroik is called for the foul. Lawrence had the chance to complete that three-point play earlier and had a line drive, not too good-looking free throw. He'll get two more here. His first free throw is good. Makes the score 8-4. Weir comes back in and Brady Euchert comes out. And one more free throw is coming for Ben Lawrence. We're sponsored by Country Fresh Meats when it comes to the best meat. No one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. They're on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Ben Lawrence got them both. 30 seconds left in the first quarter, and it's 8-5. The Evergreens at one point led 8-1 in this game. And now Eau Claire North, full court pressure in the backcourt to Nick Sierakowski. Breaks it on the dribble. Goes right down low. Nice pass underneath. Found Jacob Stroik all alone, and he scores. 15 seconds left in the quarter, and the Evergreens of the Huskies doubled up right now, 10-5. Clock's moving 10 seconds. Danny Krohn is into the front court. He's still 30 feet away from the basket. Double high screen for Krohn. Drives in. He traveled, and it's going to be turned over to the Evergreens. He tried to fight through that double team without dribbling. And the Evergreens get the ball back with 2 seconds left and a five-point lead. All right, maybe two dribbles and a long shot. Nick Sierakowski will inbound to Riley Peterson. Peterson goes to the corner to Weir. This would count if it goes, and it's just off the back rim. No good. And our first quarter comes to an end with the Evergreen and the Eau Claire North Huskies 5. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Bucklord.
Well, I'll tell you this. It has not been a particularly pretty first quarter. If you were just watching this game and knew nothing about these teams, you'd say, how did they do during the regular season? You'd probably guess that both of them are below 500. Evergreens have a 10-5 lead, and Eau Claire North gets the ball to start the second quarter. Prince has the ball up high, goes over to Carter Holden. Holden bounce pass down low to Wex, and Wex scores underneath. Wex had missed a couple of close-range shots. He got that one, and just like that, it's 10-7 to start this second quarter. Chris Conley with you at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Once this game is done, Merrill against Wausau East, game two of a doubleheader, and driving in is Stephen Weir, and Weir's called for an offensive foul on what can only be described as a flop by one of the Eau Claire North players. Now, Weir started his move with his elbow out, and that's why the call goes against him. But the Eau Claire North defender did a good sell job, too. The lesson there is that you don't push off when you start that move. Because if the player staggers backwards, that's going to go against you. Weir's second foul. And off the turnover, Eau Claire North can tie with a three or get within one with a two. And they post up down low for Wex, and Wex scores. 10-9. So Josh Wex at 6'6", starting to heat up. He's got 5 points, and the Evergreens have seen what was a 7-point lead cut down to a 1-point lead. Brady Euchert in the corner to Riley Peterson, now to Kyle Kurtenbach up high. Again, Eau Claire North has a height advantage. Down low, missing from close range is Chris Cornish. Cornish was bodied up by Ben Lawrence, and Lawrence got him to change his shot. Cornish should have made that free throw. Eau Claire North playing for the lead here. Here's Wex. They set a screen for him. He looks to drive. That should be an offensive foul, and it is. Wex plowed into Chris Cornish, who had defensive position. And the Everest bench was right on top of it, too. It's only the second team foul. But Wex, what could have been a basket to take the lead for his team, turns it over on a charge. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Serving the community since 1952, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses, inviting you to come bank with us. Eau Claire North is on a 8-0 run. Evergreen's almost turned it over to the front court. Van Grinsman had to scramble to hold on to that ball. Brady Euchert looks to drive through, looks to make an extra pass to Kurtenbach. Couldn't quite hold it. Kurtenbach recovers, banks it in while he's fading away. Kyle Kurtenbach saved the possession and scored. Evergreen's 12-9, 6.5 minutes to play in the half. And here comes Carter Holden down low, working up high to Jaslyn Hazleton. And now they go down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence was quickly double-teamed and decided to go back out. The Evergreens collapsed on the big man and denied him a shot there. Now Jaslyn Hazleton. Again, they'll try to feed inside. This time, Josh Wex. Wex is double-teamed, fades away, a 10-footer. Wex is good. He's got all six of the points for Eau Claire North. It's 12-11. And again, Eau Claire North picks up full court pressure. Brady Euchert almost picked away from behind, stolen on the double team. Loose on the floor, and Eau Claire North gets down for it. Nope, Eau Claire North player travels. Carter Holden got to the ball, but while he was on his stomach, was trying to advance the ball forward, and that's called a travel. Problem is, the Evergreens didn't have good ball security there. Brady Euchert had that ball poked away from behind and didn't realize that he had defenders behind him there. Evergreen's lucky to get the ball back. Inbounded to Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski briefly in the corner, bounces out to Van Grinsven. Evergreen's trying to get things settled down. And they had an 8-1 lead, and now that lead is 12-11. Clear out on the right side for Van Grinsven. He's bumped and fouled along the baseline. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Jaslyn Hazleton will be called. Third team foul against Eau Claire North, and the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. Nick Sierakowski looks to trigger it in. Sierakowski to Riley Peterson, thought about the three, and Peterson traveled. Decided not to take the shot and wanted to drive instead and drag that back foot. Turned over. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Intercity State Bank. Full service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank says come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Josh Wex has it up high. Now goes over to Carter Holden. They go back to Denny Crone. Crone's basket is good, and we've got a loose ball foul underneath. And the foul is going to be against the Evergreens. It's going to be a basket, and it's going to be possession. And Eau Claire North, on that basket, has their first lead of the game. Danny Crone's basket is good. Well, you know what? They're going to call the foul against Eau Claire North, a loose ball foul. So the basket will count. Foul goes against Eau Claire North, and the Evergreens will get the ball. Now for the first time, they're trailing. Riley Peterson, three from the corner, just missed. Hit the back iron. Josh Wex gets the rebound. All right, so the Evergreens now have to play defense down a point. And Eau Claire North has it up high. Ethan Danielson down to the corner looking to clear out. Jaslyn Hazleton. Hazleton drives. He's fouled. He started that move with the elbow out. That's not called, though. The foul's going to be against the Evergreens here. Chris Cornish has just picked up his second. This is going to be a shooting foul, and it is going to put Eau Claire North in the bonus for the next time. Here comes two free throws for Jaslyn Hazleton, with his team up by one, and he makes the first. Eau Claire North is 4 of 6 from the free throw line, one more coming. Evergreens playoff basketball brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. 4:50 to play in the half. Second free throw is also good. And Eau Claire North has come all the way back after that slow start. They didn't score for the first 5 minutes of the game, and they now lead 15-12. Full court pressure against the Evergreens. They come into the front court, Grant Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven, bad pass, almost knocked away, loose in the corner. Jake Kiebert saves it for the Evergreens. Now to Riley Peterson, to Nick Sierakowski. Now to Van Grinsven, looks to split defenders and drive. He is fouled. This will be a non-shooting foul, and Eau Claire North still's got a couple of fouls to give. Fouls against Danny Crone. And the Evergreens will inbound underneath Grant Van Grinsven. Bounce pass into Kurtenbach, hands right back to Van Grinsven in traffic. Spins in the lane, misses the layup. He was double-teamed and tried to fight through it. Danny Krohn gets the rebound. 15-12 Eau Claire North, and they go right down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence was double-teamed, collapsing on him, goes back out. In the corner, Josh Wex. Cross court to Daslin Hazleton, and now down low to Wex, who spins. He missed everything from close range. Evergreens get the rebound. Nick Sarakowski cleared it. Outlet pass to Riley Peterson. Evergreens have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nope, Peterson pulls it back out. We'll go under the 4-minute mark to play in the half. It is 15-12. Evergreens have been outscored 10-2 here in the second quarter. Jake Hebert thought about the three, drew a man out, and now gives over to Riley Peterson and now Van Grinsven. And Eau Claire North still in half-court man-to-man to Sarakowski, now to Peterson. Again, the Evergreens in this set just looks like they're not all that clear on where the shot is going to come from. They've got Kurtenbach down low, and Jake Giebert's on the floor, too. They'll try and drive in for Van Grinsven, goes back out, and Kurtenbach's shot is no good. He's called for a travel anyway, turned over. And in the second quarter, the turnovers have been way up. See if Coach Corey Heckle wants a timeout here. No, he doesn't. Eau Claire North is going to make a substitution. Matt Kent, junior guard, will come in. That's when Hazleton comes out. 3:31 to play in the half. 15-12. Eau Claire North looking to build what would be their biggest lead of the game on a make here. Goes over to Carter Holden, and now up high to Ben Lawrence. Got a whistle, and we have a foul away from the ball. The foul's going to be on D.C. Everest. It's going to be a one-and-one situation as Kyle Kurtenbach away from the ball is called for his second foul. Evergreens have three players with two fouls. Kyle Kurtenbach's got two, Stephen Rear's got two, and Chris Cornish has two. And Josh Wex, who leads all scorers with 7 points, will shoot the front end of a 1-1. Wex dribbles two or three times, eyes the rim, ball's live on a miss, and it is a miss. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Giebert. Here come the Evergreens to the front court. Now to the baseline. Eckert thought about a three, makes an extra pass. We've got a whistle underneath. Eckert, in fact, while driving, he was making a pass along the baseline and hit the floor face first. Looks like he's got the wind knocked out of him. And is that foul on Josh Wex? Yes, it is. That's the leading scorer for Eau Claire North, picking up his second personal foul and heading to the bench. Interesting. See if the Evergreens have a little better luck here, a little better offensive momentum. The leading scorer on the bench. Here's off the inbounds pass, a three ball, and it missed everything. An air ball from Brady Euchert. And Eau Claire North clears the board. That was a bad miss from the baseline. Into the front court and driving, losing the ball off his foot as Danny Krohn turned back over to the Evergreens. Sloppy both ways with 3 minutes to play until halftime. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit the newest Valley Communities Credit Union location in Cronenweather. Evergreens break the full court press. Giebert into the front court. Now to Sarakowski. Brings it back out to Grant Van Grinsven. Evergreens trail by three. They have the ball. Sarakowski over to Brady Euchert. Euchert will pass up the shot here after missing everything last time. Van Grinsven now has it. And it's back into a 2-3 zone for Eau Claire. They play some man, some zone. Now looking to split was Van Grinsven. He's got to take that ball to the hoop. Goes out for a three, and missing everything from the baseline is Jacob Stroink. The Evergreens, two bad misses from behind the arc, and Eau Claire North clears the boards. Evergreens for this second quarter have not played well. They have only 2 points in the last 6 minutes of play. Carter Holden for Eau Claire North. Matt Kent thought about the three, makes the extra pass down low to Ben Lawrence in traffic. He missed everything. It was a layup, and he missed it. Eau Claire North has missed a lot of baskets from very close range in traffic, and the Evergreens have the ball. It's now to Van Grinsven, and Van Grinsven is fouled as he starts to move towards the basket. Not sure if they're going to call this a shooting foul or not. Regardless, it'll be a 1-1 as now the Evergreens are in the bonus. Danny Krohn has just picked up his second. So Grant Van Grinsven, who's one of the better free throw shooters on the Evergreens team, is going to get a 1-1 here. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports. junior Grant Van Grinsven eyes the rim for his free throw, and he missed the front end of the 1-1. Eau Claire North gets the rebound, Ben Lawrence. Like there's been a lid on it for the Evergreens. 1:45 to play in the half, 15-12. Ethan Danielson up high. Now goes over to Carter Holden. Holden gets the ball back. And now over to Ethan Danielson. Danielson almost looks like he's spotting up for a three if he can get an open look. He's on the weak side here as Matt Kent has the ball. Kent is guarded by Riley Peterson. Big man Ben Lawrence handles at the top of the key. Now to Hazelton, rather, who thought he would split through. Now down low to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence is fouled as he receives the pass. He made the basket, but they're going to wave that off. They're going to say the foul was when he got the ball, not when he shot. So he's going to be shooting a 1-1 instead of 2. Nick Sarakowski is called for the foul. Derek Reike will come in. Reike's a three-point specialist. And after two ugly misses from behind the three-point arc, maybe Reike can spark the team from long range. Front end of the 1-1, he makes it. Ben Lawrence's free throw is good. 16-12. Evergreens had 10 at the start of the quarter and just haven't scored anything since then. Lawrence gets his second, too. Lawrence has 6 points. 17-12. 5-point lead. Evergreens don't want to fall any further behind here. 1:15 left. Van Grinsven comes up into the front court. Van Grinsven looks to drive, goes to Riley Peterson. Peterson back to Van Grinsven. Again, looks to split defenders. Now goes to the corner. Here comes a three ball from Strike from the baseline off the back rim. No good. Evergreen's 0-3 this quarter from behind the arc. Rebound to Ben Lawrence. Well, if nothing's going to go down from the outside, and all these are one-and-done trips, the Evergreens are going to have a long night here. Goes over to Desmond Hazelton. Back up to Carter Holden. We're under a minute to play in the half. 17-12. The Evergreens might go into the locker room with only 12 points to show for their first half of basketball. Ethan Danielson has it. Evergreens looking to pressure the ball here. Daslin Hazelton, 35 seconds left. Hazelton gets it back after passing over to Matt Kent. Half minute to play. Eau Claire North might be holding for one, sitting on a 5-point lead. Over to Matt Kent, 20 seconds. Yeah, they're going to wind this clock all the way down. Goes over to Carter Holden. And now over to Ethan Danielson behind the three-point arc. 15 seconds left. Daslin Hazelton guarded 30 feet away from the basket by Van Grinsven. Under 10 seconds. Now looks to drive Riley Peterson. He traveled. Now they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. They're going to call a foul on the Evergreens. A foul as Hazelton started his move. And it's a double bonus. He's going to get two free throws with 6 seconds left. It looks to me like he slid along the floor for a moment. Instead, the foul's going to go on Van Grinsven. And we're going to get a pair of free throws here for Hazelton, who's already 2-for-2 from the line. Hazelton has the ball in hand. His first free throw is no good. And you know what? One of the Evergreens players, Jake Giebert, Giebert didn't realize that it was a double bonus. Giebert was fighting for the rebound off that miss. Instead, Hazelton does get a second free throw, and there will be 6 seconds remaining in the half on a make or a miss here. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ctuwalsall.com. Hazelton makes. It is 18-12. Evergreens inbound. Peterson goes over to Reike, swings cross-court to Peterson and threw it out of bounds as time comes to an end. The Evergreens, with 6 seconds left, don't even get a shot off. And that sums up the way the first half has been. A frustrating half of basketball to watch, and even more frustrating if you're an Evergreens player and had to play through it. The Evergreens get only 2 points in the second quarter. At one point, they led 8-1, and at intermission, they trail 18-12. We will look at our playoff brackets. We'll also have a word or two about the Division II matchup that's coming up right after our game. We'll bring you the Wausau East against Merrill game. That's up at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Tom King is standing by for that play-by-play action once our game goes final. And we're halfway through this one. It is 6-win Eau Claire North, leading 8-win D.C. Everest, 18-12 at halftime. Back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.